Lance Leonard, first of all, you mentioned that there's been quite a spike in the number of these cases in the past few years. It seems kind of amazing that you go in the early 2000s to now from almost nothing to a large number of cases.
I think that's true, and I think Gary from the Special Investigations Unit really was pretty insightful with the cause for that increase, and that is the reformulation of opiate drugs, including OxyContin. As soon as that happened, we did have that spike. Like I said, in 2010 was the real first year that we saw the spike, and it's continued to be a problem.
With that spike in an already busy Marathon County court system, where you might even end up with another judge at some point, the caseload has gone from heavy to super heavy, hasn't it?
That's true, and I think there's a lot of collateral consequences as well. So we do have a great increase in the number of burglaries, thefts, and other crimes that really impact the district attorney's office. I can inform you that very recently, in fact this week, I've been reassigned to only prosecute felony drug cases. So our office has devoted a full-time prosecutor to do that. So it continues to put strains on our office.
And that wasn't even necessary a few years ago.
No, we really split that load between a couple of people. But now, given the complexity of the cases and the increase in volume, our office has determined that a full-time prosecutor is appropriate.
When you look at that caseload, and not just the drug cases, but all the ancillary cases tied to the drugs, can you give us a rough number of, say, the number of cases in 2000, say 2005 versus now?
Well, overall cases, I certainly could provide you those numbers at a later date. I don't have those with me. But in terms of drug cases, I think certainly there has been, I can't give you quantitative numbers right now, but I can tell you there's been a sharp increase, at least in opiate cases, over the past 3 years. In terms of reckless homicide or overdose cases, those have spiked sharply. So certainly that problem continues. We haven't seen a drop-off in other forms of drug abuse or drug trafficking. So certainly for Marathon County, drug trafficking and drug abuse and addiction continues to be a large problem.
And Gary had mentioned that Wausau seems to be the hub for distributing to the north. The average person is going to look at the homicide statistics and say, why just Wausau area? Why not surrounding counties? That might be your answer.
Well, and I can tell you that these cases are very difficult to, first of all, investigate and, second of all, prosecute. So like John Larson said, we have seen a big increase in the number of people who overdose. Prosecution numbers have increased similarly, but everyone that overdoses does not result in a successful prosecution or even a successful investigation. They're very difficult to prosecute given the nature of their crime, and they're very difficult to prosecute in addition to that. So that continues to be a problem.
One of the topics that came out of the crowd has to do with the pharmacy list. That law you mentioned is kind of cumbersome. Can you explain that?
Well, I can try. Certainly, that, like Gary said, there are limitations in the statutes as to how much pseudoephedrine an individual can purchase in a given time frame. However, for prosecution, like Gary indicated, there is a tie to methamphetamine that needs to be proven for the crime of possession of a precursor for methamphetamine. It is a difficult statute to prove at this point with regard to the prescription monitoring and other pharmacy monitoring, or the law that's been proposed and is being worked on should alleviate some of those concerns, but we need to see how that's going to play out in practical terms.
So right now you have a lot of data that's collected, but you may not have the avenue to use it.
Well, I certainly haven't seen it in the district attorney's office and in terms of a referral. So at this point, I haven't been able to rely on that data for a prosecution.